Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Mizmor Samach Aleph, that is the 61st Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. It is a short Mizmor. Let's try to understand it. This is in fact a Psalm which is said at times of distress. We can utilize this, we can mark this off as one which is said particularly at times of difficulty. We'll see why in a short moment. This Mizmor consists of, in terms of overview, 9 Psukim and is divided into 2 basic sections. The first this pasuk is the kotevet, it is the superscription or the introduction. Lam natzeach al neginas le David. This is a song for the conductor, al neginas, which sounds like it's some sort of musical instrument to David. Then the 2 sections appear. Psukim beis to hay, 2 to 5, are the prayer for the protection from enemies. And psukim vov to tes, 6 to 9, are the psukim in which there's a prayer for the king. Example like pasuk zayin, yomim al yomei melech, to save the days upon the days of the king, let there be added, shenosav kumoy davodov, let his generations or his years be like the generation to generation, meaning let him have longevity. It is interesting that the sections are clearly not haphazard, they are connected to each other. The separating word in the middle of the Mizmor is Selah, which of course is the way that Tehillim often tells us that it's the end of a section. And the 2 sections are connected. So the beginning of the first section talks about Hashem listening, Shim'a Elohim, let God hear, that's in Pasuk Beis. And in Pasuk Vav, which is the beginning of the second section, Ki'ato Elohim, Shomata Lindorai, Hashem, you listened to my commitments. The Mizmor starts and ends with singing. So for instance, it starts with the word Shema Elohim Rino, see Hashem, please listen to my Rino, to my song, and it ends with Azamro Shimcha La'ad, I will sing to you, I'll sing joyously to you forever. That seems to be the framework of the Mizmor. It is also interesting to notice that the second section, Vav Tetes, does in fact begin and end with the commitment to the neder made by the Meshorer, by the narrator. In terms of central themes, Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch points out that the idea of the musical instruments in this Mizmor are particularly poignant. And that is because up till now, in the Mizmor just previously describing, the Mizmor Samach, we talked about the power that David HaMelech wielded on the battlefield as a warrior, as a general, as a person who's extremely successful and proficient as somebody who fought. However, in this Mizmor, we talk about David HaMelech's legacy, which is not on the battlefield, but perhaps, in fact, in song, in music, in poetry. And this legacy actually outperforms the previous one of being a soldier. And that's why, because even in this Mizmor, in Pasuk Gimel, he says, Mikseh ha'aretz eilecho ekrab, that when I'm at the very far ends of the earth, I can still cry to you. This skill of his pervades and supersedes specific space and time. He's not limited by space to be able to praise Hashem with these songs, and so too we are not limited by space as we praise to Hashem with the opportunities, with the words of David HaMelech, even though we may not have a moment of strength in our lives. The basic question that everybody struggles with in this Mizmor is how do the 2 sections fit together? The first section seems to be a person praying for protection from their enemies, which seems to be the theme of the last few, and the second section is about a prayer or a prayer for the success and the longevity of the king. How do the 2 connect? Rav Amos HaChacham in the Da'at Mikra, in his Sikkum, in his conclusion of this Mizmor, explains very simply that maybe the person who is saying this is in fact the king before he's about to go out to battle. So first he prays that he shows success for his enemies, and then he prays in third person that he should have success and longevity. Why would he be praying about himself in third person? Be a little more direct and just say, Hashem, give me long years, rather than Yomim Al Yemei Melech Tosif, as if he's a third party. So the answer to that is because perhaps he's only asking because of the schus, of the merit of his office, not because of his own personality. That's why he uses it in third person, but it could actually be the same melech who's asking. The Malbim has a really remarkable insight. And I think this Malbim over here frames this whole Mizmor Tehillim and shall be something which accompanies us wherever we go in our lives. And that is that these 2 sections in the Mizmor, in this particular psalm, are in fact 2 states of life. There are 2 states of life that David HaMelech finds himself in. State number 1 is that David HaMelech is found at the very low parts of life. It's when he feels that he is being pursued. He's being chased by Shaul, by his enemies, by his betrayers, by his negators, by those people who seek him ill. That's what he's talking about when he's Mikseh Aretz, at the very far ends of the earth. He's in exile. Nobody likes him. He's being persecuted. In that place, you know what his request is? One thing. Agura Ba'ol Cholamim. Let me return to your tent. Hashem, let me return to the Beis HaMikdash. And the second section is when he's at the top of his game, when he's king, when he's respected, when he has delegations coming from everywhere, when he's able to establish tax mandates and vassal states in Aleppo, across the Jordan in the East Bank, when he's successful, you know what? Then still, he still wants to be able to be in the house of Hashem and sing Hashem's praises. It comes back to Achas Shoalti Me'es Hashem Osav Akesh, as we say in a David Hashem Ori. He says, I have one thing, whether I'm at the top or the bottom of my game, I simply want to be close to you, Hashem. That's David's last and first request. And this mizmah puts those two experiences of life's roller coaster together. That perhaps gives us a perspective of the events behind this mizmah. This mizmah does not appear in our tefillah wholesale or part sale. But in terms of Pesukim in the spotlight, let's focus on Pasuk Gimel and Pasuk Hey. Pasuk Gimel is, Mikseya Oretz Elecha Ekra Ba'atof Libi B'tzur Yorum Mimeni Sancheni. From the end of the earth I call to you, and my heart is faint. You lead me to a rock that is high above me. What's this referring to? So Pesukim Rabasi says a remarkable insight. It says a fascinating thing. It says that the Chazal would say that Haba Min HaDerech Potzer Min HaTfilah, person who's traveling, who's going through a difficult ordeal, and certainly travel in those days was much more complicated than it is today, then a person is parted from tefillah, a person is going through so much tirda, so much tircha, so much disarray, difficulty, when they're traveling, that they no longer have to pray. However, he said, if a person's in a place of danger. However, the Pesukim continues to say, this Midrash says, Aval David lo yosakein. Even though David HaMelech had the legal dispensation not to daven when he was in such circumstances, Elo afilo b'kol makom shohi ha'olech lo yamanea atzmoi min ha'tefillah. Sometimes a person, he would not withhold himself from doing a tefillah. Where do we learn this from? Because it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shema Elokim Ranasi Mikzei Ha'aretz Elecha Ekra. From the ends of the earth I call to you. Wherever I am, I will call to you. In the places which perhaps never experienced a person praying to Hashem, a person prays to Hashem. Sometimes a person comes back from a wedding, comes back from a trip, one gets off the plane was delayed, and one gets back at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then one remembers one hasn't davened. One says, you know, really, Hashem, I just got into bed. I just put the pajamas on. I got a baruch. It's a cool night. David HaMelech says, you know what? Mikzei Aretz. Please, Hashem, listen to my prayer, even at the ends of the earth. That's what David HaMelech was still doing. Pasuk Hey, and we'll close with this. Last pasuk in the spotlight. Agura ba'olcha alamim echese besese kenofecha selah. Hashem, let me take refuge in your tent and under your protecting wings forever, selah. What's this referring to? The Gemara in Yevamos points out that if you look at the actual diktuk, the actual expression over here, the word is, David HaMelech wants to stay in Hashem's tent, olamim, for worlds, not olam, forever, but forever is two worlds. What two worlds is he referring to? How is that possible? The Gemara asks in Yevamos, Daf Tzadi Vav Amabay is two Tzadi Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, is it possible to live in two worlds? And the Gemara says, yes, you know how? Let's say you spend time learning in this world and you taught people things which are so memorable, so impactful, so inspiring, that even when you pass from this world, people still talk about those lessons they learned from you. They still look at the model of life that you led, the teachings of Torah that you spoke. And you know what the Gemara says? That's what it means to say. In this case, Svasov Dovros Bakever, that the person's lips are speaking from the grave. In such a case, a person walks in two worlds at the same time. That's what it refers to. And that is what David HaMelech is talking about over here. My aspiration, says David HaMelech, is not just to make an impact now, but to make an impact on eternity, immortality, which is going to be olamim, for two worlds. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.